Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Monday evening, April 27th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Haier Smart Home reports Q1 2026 results. Haier Smart Home Co. Ltd. reported Q1 2026 results, with revenue reaching RMB 73.69 billion and a net profit of RMB 4.65 billion. Operating profit in China grew year-on-year, while international revenue declined 3.2%. The company is focusing on operational efficiency and capability rebuilding in North America. Haier Smart Home is committed to delivering high-quality growth and stronger returns to shareholders through any cycle.
Focus Universal Inc. announces completed acquisition of 901 Corporate Center Drive. Focus Universal Inc. announced the completion of the acquisition of 901 Corporate Center Drive in Monterey Park, CA. The property includes a 5-level office building, a 4-level parking structure, and land parcels totaling 464,955 square feet. With a high occupancy rate of 99.2% and plans to occupy 2,000 square feet, the company sees significant value in the $17.70 million purchase.
Greenland Energy GLND signs agreement with Halliburton for 2026 Jameson Land Basin drilling campaign. Greenland Energy has signed an agreement with Halliburton for its 2026 onshore drilling campaign in the Jameson Land Basin. The agreement includes planning, coordination, equipment handling, and comprehensive well services. This partnership forms a crucial part of Greenland Energy's Arctic operations strategy, complementing prior agreements with Stampede Drilling and Discany.
Mining news breaks. Lafleur Minerals Inc. eyes near-term production in prolific Abitibi Belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc., a gold explorer and near-term producer, aims for production in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. The company's recent PEA for the Swanson Gold Dospit in Quebec shows strong economics. CEO Paul Tenier looks forward to pre-operational tests at the Beacon Gold Mill. Lafleur focuses on developing gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec. Mining news breaks. Lafleur Minerals Inc. eyes near-term production in prolific Abitibi Belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is gearing up for near-term production in the prolific Abitibi Greenstone Belt. The company's recent preliminary economic assessment for the Swanson Gold Dospit in Quebec highlights its capital-efficient approach, leveraging the 100% owned Beacon Gold Mill. CEO Paul Tenier emphasized the transition from exploration to production execution. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Lexdi Biotechnology Holdings L, XOT, unlocking new potential in precision cancer treatment. XOT is making strides in precision cancer treatment by developing therapies like LB-100, a small molecule compound aiming to enhance chemotherapy and radiation efficacy while reducing side effects. By focusing on improving existing cancer treatments, the company is addressing a common challenge in oncology. Clinical trials for LB-100 are currently underway for ovarian clear cell carcinoma and metastatic colon cancer.
Rock breaks. ESG Gold Corp scales efforts to unlock Montauban potential. ESG Gold Corp is ramping up efforts to unlock the potential of its Montauban Gold Silver project in Quebec. The company has launched a 70 square kilometers district scale survey to build on the success of its initial 10 kilometer squared survey completed in 2025. This expansion marks a significant milestone in defining the full scale of Montauban, showcasing the company's commitment to sustainable resource recovery and exploration.
Centennial sees expansion in commercial carpet cleaning services. Centennial-based Big League Clean has expanded its commercial carpet cleaning services to meet the increased demand for healthier workspaces in offices, commercial properties, and high-traffic facilities. With a focus on maintaining carpet longevity and improving cleanliness standards, the company's experienced cleaners are scaling services to support corporate offices, apartment communities, and commercial real estate properties in Centenni.
Tech Media Breaks, SCG Media Corporation, NASDAQ, SEG, LTRYW, targets 2026 FIFA World Cup launch for sports.com. Predict, SCG Media Corporation, known for its sports.com predict platform, is gearing up for a 2026 FIFA World Cup launch. The platform aims to boost global fan engagement by offering sports predictions. With a scalable model, SCG Media plans to drive revenue through fan participation. Stay tuned for updates as the company builds this platform into a long-term growth engine.
Scandium Canada grants 2,100,000 stock options at $0.22 to its board members and management team under a shareholder-approved plan. The options, part of the share option plan endorsed at the April 21, 2026 meeting, align with shareholder interests. Chairman Jeffrey Swinoga receives 750,000 options, while other directors and key personnel also benefit. The options vest over a one-year period, subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval. Meridian Holdings to announce first quarter 2026 financial results. Meridian Holdings Inc. is set to reveal its first quarter 2026 financial results tomorrow. The global online sports betting and gaming operator will host a conference call at 8:00 a.m. ET to discuss the outcomes. For more details, visit Meridian Holdings Investor Relations website.
Meta is tracking employees' keystrokes and clicks to train AI. Meta is implementing a new system to track employees' computer activity, including keystrokes and mouse clicks, to train its AI systems. This move signifies a significant shift in the company's approach to developing technology. As AI becomes more prevalent in various industries, like gaming, with companies such as Core AI Holdings Inc. leading the way, the future of work is poised for transformation.
Planet Ventures Inc. expands into orbital technologies as space infrastructure race accelerates. Planet Ventures Inc. expands into orbital technologies as the space infrastructure race accelerates. The company is strategically investing in Antares to tap into AI-driven space infrastructure. This move reflects the industry shift towards space-based data infrastructure and lunar-enabling technologies, aligning with the convergence of space infrastructure and artificial intelligence.
Investor News Breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, OHC, to host annual shareholder meeting and investor day April 28, 2026. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, OOHC, will host its annual shareholder meeting and investor day on April 28, 2026, at 10 a.m. ET, offering a virtual attendance option. The event will highlight the company's successful fiscal 2025, with core return on average equity of 21.56% and net interest margin of 4.28%. Updated Q1 2026 results will also be shared, showcasing continued operational momentum and strategic growth.
Defense News Breaks. DataVault AI Inc. executes $120 million term sheet with Skylex for quantum-ready edge network deployment. DataVault AI Inc. has secured a $120 million term sheet with Skylex Holding Company for a quantum-ready edge network deployment. This agreement includes a cash contribution and revenue participation deal to support infrastructure build-out in 100 U.S. cities. The deployment aims to enhance AI, high-performance computing, and data processing capabilities.
Mission IR News Breaks. Greenland Energy Company signs agreement with Halliburton for 2026 Jameson Land Basin drilling campaign. Greenland Energy Company has signed an agreement with Halliburton for its 2026 onshore drilling campaign in the Jameson Asai Land Basin. The agreement includes planning, coordination, handling, and transportation of equipment, services, and goods, forming a key part of the company's Arctic operations strategy. This collaboration follows prior agreements with Stampede Drilling and Desganis. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor News Breaks Transco Therapeutics, Inc. appoints Scientific Advisory Board Chair, signs research agreement with Michigan State University. Transco Therapeutics has appointed Anna Moore, PhD, as chair of its Scientific Advisory Board and signed a research agreement with Michigan State University to advance its RNA-based therapeutic pipeline. The collaboration aims to support the development of the company's lead candidate, TTX-MC138, for treating advanced cancers. Dr. Moore will provide strategic guidance on research efforts. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Green energy breaks. American Fusion Inc. cancels 1.68 billion shares of its common stock, reducing the outstanding shares by 56%. The shares have been returned to the Treasury and are no longer issued. This move is part of the company's efforts to strengthen its capital structure and enhance long-term shareholder value.
Biomed News Breaks. Nexplat Corp., NASDAQ, NXPL, NXPL, regains compliance with NASDAQ minimum bid price requirement. Nexplat, NXPL, NXPLW, has announced that it has regained compliance with the $1 minimum bid price requirement under NASDAQ Listing Rule 550A2. The company received a compliance letter from the NASDAQ Stock Market LLC on April 27, 2026, confirming that its shares maintained a closing bid price of at least $1 for 10 consecutive business days. Nexplat will continue to trade on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the ticker NXPL. Cardiodiagnostics Holdings, Inc., advancing AI solutions for cardiovascular disease detection and management. Cardiodiagnostics Holdings, Inc. is advancing AI solutions for cardiovascular disease detection and management. By utilizing genomics and epigenetics, the company aims to provide actionable insights from a simple blood sample for more informed cardiac care decisions. With heart disease remaining a leading cause of death in the U.S., the need for earlier detection and personalized treatment strategies is urgent.
Back for news. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.